We have Debbie Mazar and also Gabriel Corcos, husband and wife. Depending on what TV you watch, you may know Debbie from her Entourage appearances, from Goodfellas, also the new one on TV Land called Younger. But Gabriel and Debbie are also on the Cooking Channel in something called Extra Virgin. Now, I cannot believe that this has been going on for 5 years. Is that really how long you guys have been doing the cooking show?
Yes, it's been five years
of taping
between Los Angeles, Brooklyn, and Tuscany, and now we have a sixth season coming out.
Yeah, but before that, we had a blog, so it's actually been like...
Yeah, no, we started taping ourselves about a decade ago, and now we actually will come out with a new series. It's called Extra Virgin Americana, where basically the concept is the same, but we've been traveling all summer throughout the States, and it's an amazing experience, and we have a fantastic show. We'll probably premiere around mid-February of 2016,
wow.
And we cannot wait to share it with our viewers, because it's the feel is very different. You know, it's a high energy, a lot of discoveries, because I've never seen anything of the U.S., so...
Well, it takes you out of your kitchen, where you spend most of your time in the other show, I guess, doing that.
Well, yeah, they still have to cooking every episode. I still cook all the time. But yes, a little bit more challenging not to be in my kitchen all the time.
Now, Debbie, are you cooking more with Gabriel now that you're married, or did you always have a passion for cooking?
I'm cooking less. I'll tell you why, because he's so great in the kitchen, and I got to just, like, watch him flex his muscles over the stove. There's nothing better. I mean, I cook, he works, you know, we both work, and but I have to say that he does more of the cooking because he's really a chef. I've always been a good cook. I've always, I wasn't a Tuscan cook. I am now a Tuscan wife. So I, you know, I'm expected to cook. I'm under the Tuscan gun, so to speak. He's like, you know, feed my kids Tuscan, you know, like his mother yells at me, like, bring them back to Italy, feed them Tuscan food. So I have no choice.
Well, if you have to choose a certain style, that's a pretty healthy one to go with, I suppose.
It really is. It's great because when I married Gabriele, I really learned to taste the flavors of what I was eating as opposed, they don't use sauces like, you know, like barbecue sauces or, you know, heavy marinades. Everything's like grilled and extra virgin olive oil, a little basil, whatever. Salt and pepper. He changed the way that I ate. Unfortunately, now I probably could eat a little bit less
because no, I'm like
nice and
curve.
Curvy. But
Yeah.
Well, that's the way things go when you're in a marriage together. Everybody kind of compromises a bit and what they like and what they don't like. But we're talking to you this because it's Italian Heritage Month, and also you've teamed up for a good cause. Talk about that.
Oh, we are extremely happy. You know, when I arrived in the States 15 years ago, I realized fairly soon that the way that I grew up, especially eating, is something that I always took for granted. Here in the U.S., one kid in five needs help with a meal. They need real good food on the table. It just doesn't happen. I don't know if it's just the culture. I don't know if it's like, you know, the economics. It's just different. So we are very, very proud to partner up with No Kid Hungry and Bertolli, because today and during Heritage Month, every time that the hashtag #MyTuscanTable is shared on social media, Bertolli and No Kid Hungry will donate $1 towards the cause. And this goes a very long way because big companies are involved offering heavy discount price food items. So $1 is actually able to provide a kid with 10 fresh, healthy meals, which is absolutely incredible. And this, this new line of Bertolli sauce is something that really reminds me of growing up. Reminds me of my mom coming back from work, opening the pantry, and making a sauce on a whim. There's something interesting about the way that Italian food is perceived in the U.S. You have like the two opposite of the spectrum. We have all the pasta that you can eat, and you have the high-end ideal Italian food. Real Italian food, the real Tuscan food, what we are about, what Bertolli is about, is about the simple ingredients, the simple flavors. That are absolutely non-inexpensive for the most part. And it's more about the experience of sitting at the table, sharing the moment, telling stories, maintaining a tradition. And we are very proud to be part of all this because they help us support the good cause. We help us promote a really wonderful, delicious, and healthy product. And share the love, really.
Yeah, what's nice about their products is there's no artificial ingredients. You know, they've imported ingredients like, Parmigiano Reggiano, extra virgin olive oil. They have different flavors. So, like, when people are in a crunch for time, and they can't, spend time to feed their kids something tasty or their family something tasty, this is like, goodness in a jar. It's Tuscan. And the money's going to a great cause.
And it's amazing how they can take the small amount of money and turn it into a lot of meals for kids who are hungry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people shouldn't be hungry in America. You know, there's so much money here. And the idea that there's hunger in America is shocking.
Well, we think about an Italian table, and especially with mothers, grandmothers, they want you to eat. Don't leave the table till you're full,
right,
or you want some more. And so there's plenty there we think about with that type of food. And when people are putting together what you do with the Tuscan, what are some of the ingredients that I can put in my pantry so I'm ready to do something pretty easy so I don't have to spend all day over a stove?
Well, you can get yourself extra virgin olive oil, maybe some like hot pepper flakes, salt, pepper, some pastas,
garlic and onions, you know, always the base for all the sauces. You can definitely have some of this Bertolli sauce in your pantry. You know, one of the things that I think is very important is the daily shopping. The pantry is really important, but buying too much stuff and stuffing a pantry really doesn't serve the purpose of having fresh meals, because stuff gets pushed in the in the back of the closet, and it never comes out. And I'm telling you, because my kids
or it goes
cereal.
Bad.
Yeah, or it goes bad.
Yeah, like I'll go to the store, and he goes, "Why did you buy like 7 avocados?"
Yeah, I personally like to go to the shop every day and really like, you know, put the box on the table.
Well, that's a very
European
way that you do it. Like, you know, in America, we tend to like stock up for like the week.
That's true.
In Europe, they stock up for the day.
Yeah, it's just a different approach, but it is not that hard. You know, the truth is that if you embrace this way of eating or this lifestyle, so to speak, you'll realize that, you know, stopping to a market on the way from work to get those 3-4 basic ingredients to prepare a meal on the spot, it's not as complicated. And it's obvious, you know, if Sunday's coming around and your in-laws are coming or you have a party, then preparation and time gets devoted to that. But again, you know, Tuscan meals and Italian meals, for the most part, are extremely simple. You know, we all work, we all have a life. We really, you know, we stop every day for lunch, but it's not a 12-hour lunch. It's a half hour, and we eat well. You know, we have a dish of pasta and a salad and obviously an espresso afterwards. So, you know, again, we are extremely excited to partner up both with Bertolli and with No Kid Hungry, and we encourage everybody to share the hashtag My Tuscan Table. It's really a cause that we believe in. We really support it, and we believe that more can be done, but we praise these companies for helping us out and for being involved while celebrating their birthday. I think is, outstanding.
Yes, so 150th anniversary for Bertolli. We thank you, Debbie Mazar, and also Gabriel Corcos, for joining us today. Debbie, we'll look forward to seeing you and Gabriel on the Cooking Channel as well as on TV Land. I guess season 2
coming out in January.
So you're busy now getting everything in the can ready for the release coming up next year. Appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you
so much for having us. Have a good one.